Hood.
My favorite part of any morning show is when DMX Where the Hood At comes on.
Yeah, excuse me.
What is
sir,
the great beat though, dude? Come
sir,
on.
Excuse me, sir, where is the where's the hood at? We gotta go right up here. You're gonna go down about three blocks, you're gonna see a McDonald's, turn left there. That is where the hood is at, right there. Right there.
Why are you going there, by the way?
I don't know. You gotta get some stuff in the hood. All right, let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
You're right there over there.
70,
starting to lose it. 77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I told you, I got this weird noise going on in my headphones, and I really, it's hard for me to focus. That weird noise is you. That's what it is.
I'm going to take you to the doctor. We need to get
what's
checked.
What's going on? My brain, man. Anyway, go get a hold of them. Pump That Septic. Do it before it's too late. You want to do it before you hear the squishiness in the back end. Do it now. Pump That Septic. Come on. Well, I don't really have much to say about this, but unfortunately, there's some sad news from the acting world. Actor Bruce Willis has announced that he will be stepping away from acting. In a statement from his family, including his current wife, Emma, and ex-wife, Demi Moore, they said that he has been diagnosed with aphasia, which is a brain injury that makes it difficult to communicate. Doctors say that it can be caused by a stroke, tumor, or head injury. In fact, he had to be fed his lines for his last movie through an earpiece because he couldn't remember him. This comes just weeks after celebrating his 67th birthday. That's heartbreaking news, man. That really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's hard. He's, you know, how many movies has Bruce Willis done?
Well,
I just watched one yesterday he was in. Armageddon was on last night.
It's interesting that this was brought up because there was some rumors going on that his health was declining, his mental health was declining, and this was actually on Reddit. I know it was online, but someone asked the question, like, has anybody else noticed that Bruce Willis has just made, like, 100 movies in the last 3 years? And if you look at, like, Netflix and all, he's made a lot of straight-to-streaming movies.
Right.
And one person made the comment that, like, oh, there's rumors that his mental health is declining, and he's like, trying to get as many movies in. And I don't know if that's for royalties for his kids or
that's,
what, if
man,
he's just trying
sad.
To.
That's
it
just,
is. It is. Well, in 67, I mean, he's not a spring chicken anymore, but that's young. That's young in the big picture of things. You know what I mean?
Not old by any means.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So
He still looks great.
He still looks great. So, and I don't know if it's stroke related, if it's tumor related or what, but hey, Will, we wish you, Bruce, we wish you the best. And we hope that, I don't know if there's any kind of treatment for this, but that's just sad news, man. It really is. So he's made a lot of great movies. Obviously, like you mentioned, Armageddon, the Die Hard franchise.
Favorite Bruce Willis movie.
What, Armageddon?
No, that's mine.
That's my favorite. I would probably have to say the original Die Hard. I know that seems like an easy answer, but dude, that's one of the best movies ever. Hans Gruber. I mean, come on, it's so good.
I mean,
it's so good.
For its time, it's a great movie. But come on. If you put Die Hard up next to Armageddon, the movie quality.
What was the one he made with Damon Wayans? Was that The Scout? I think it was called The Scout. That's a good one, too. Anyway, but, hey, we wish you the best, Bruce, and good luck with everything, the treatments, whatever happens. But thanks for all the great movies. Mm-hmm. Some more Hollywood news. Chris Rock has finally addressed the Will Smith slap. When the comedian kicked off the first show of his stand-up tour Wednesday night in Boston, he said, quote, I don't have a bunch of crap to say about what happened. So if you come here to hear that, I have a whole show I wrote before this weekend. I'm still kind of processing what happened. So at some point I'll talk about it, and it will be serious and funny. According to Variety, an audience member then chanted, screw Will Smith. So I don't know what's going to happen from all this.
People need it so badly, you know, microphone in the face. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
It happened. Leave it alone. I don't know.
Can I be honest? I've kind of backed off a little bit because the more I think about this, Will Smith, I think, has some mental issues that need to be resolved. I think that he's troubled at this point. He had a rough childhood growing up, you know, being in the limelight for a long time. Now all the stuff going on with his marriage, the public kind of fallout that him and Jada have been having, a very public fallout, her infidelities, the open marriage stuff.
Just the whole family in general is interesting. It's an interesting story.
I think he's going
to... what's the kid's name?
We have...
Jaden. Yeah. So he tried to, there's a thing where you can like divorce your parents or something when you're 16.
And
he, dude, that was kind of a big deal when that happened. That was right after they filmed, what was that movie, like After Earth or something. Mm-hmm, I don't know what it was called. But Jaden got a bunch of flack from it. And I guess Will coached him through the movie and they had a falling out. And it's just, dude, one thing happens at the Oscars. Now I know everything about the Smith family that I probably shouldn't know. And for what? Why?
I'm not condoning, obviously, what Will did. I'm not condoning the joke that Chris made. But I think I'm going to back off a little bit because I think there's deeper stuff going on with Will Smith that I think will come to light. But everyone and their brother and mother have made a comment about it. Actually, I think...
Dude, there's a lot of me still that thinks it's fake. I'm sorry. I got to throw that out there, too. I'm half and half right now.
But, you know,
I still think that...
And I'll say I don't disagree with you because it's Hollywood and they do all sorts of crazy things. But if... I think I made this comment the other day, is that if the Academy was willing to let that be part of the show, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to set up this. If they're willing to resort to violence, then that's ridiculous.
Like, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
They should be take. Yeah, but that's ridiculous. You resort to violence, showing. I don't know, man.
It wasn't me. Don't yell at me.
Well, and if Will Smith then ad libbed that second part, they're like, oh wait, oh we didn't plan that. I don't know.
I'm almost positive. Come, hey, just for instance, have you ever seen anybody slap anybody like that? Like that open hand, like kind of that weird movie slap. You know what I'm saying?
It was a movie slap. No, people slap people all the time. What are you talking about?
Not like that. Go look at real slaps online and then go watch wrestling and how they slap in wrestling. Dude, Will Smith wrestling slapped him, dude.
If the comments weren't made afterwards, I'd say if he would have sat down and laughed and ha-ha, but if he wouldn't have yelled out what he did, and you could tell that Chris Rock he's a good actor, but not that good of an actor.
Yeah.
He was really flustered. He was really flustered with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But again, who knows? At this point in time, who knows what they're doing in Hollyweird, man? Who knows?
Dude, I mean, it's crazy.
All right. I think we can end on that. We'll have more coming up in your Morning Dump Part 2 later on. But that'll do it for now for your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your